Okay, good morning, everybody. I hope everybody had an amazing Purim. I had a very inspiring one at Rav Schechter's house on Leil Purim. I saw such a beautiful thing. At the end of our breakfast Se'uda, Rav Schechter was Mizamen. He's the Gadol in the room. It doesn't matter, he's the Baal Bayit, he's the Gadol, he's Mizamen. And Rav Schechter was Mizamen, and it was so beautiful to see Rav Schechter be Mekayim exactly what we learned. The Mishnah Berurah said, I know we said we're done with Hilchot Birkat HaZimun, we're just going to do some Birkat HaMazon this week. It's almost the same thing, I know, but it's a little bit different. And I have to always correct the mistake that I made. So Rav Schechter did, just like the Mishnah Berurah, he said Birkat HaMazon out loud, and everybody said word for word, all the Talmidim who have been in this year long enough knew to say every word out loud along with him. And it was mamash such an inspiring thing to see. It was very beautiful. And I thought that it really helps. Maybe we should look into this a little bit more. We should try to do it ourselves. So I saw, I remember we said, there's a few shitot, because we said that Zimun for Sfaradim only goes until Baruch Shalachalnu, and for Ashkenazim it goes until Hazan Takol. So Sfaradim or Mizamen only should say the Shalachalnu out loud, and the rest is quiet, because it's like Tefillah. You're not allowed to answer Amen, you're not allowed to be Mafsik, it's just like Tefillah. So what's the point even of saying it out loud? It's not like you're going to get anything by saying it out, the Mizamen saying it out loud, no one else can answer Amen. That's Rav Adya's shita, and Rav Adya says, okay, if you're being mizamen for Ashkenazim, so you can go into Hazan et HaKol for them out loud, beseder. And we saw, no, Rav Baruch Eliyahu said that sometimes there are people who don't know how to say Birkat HaMazon, so you should be motzi them by saying it b'kol ram. And Rav Moshe Alevi said that it's Rov Am, regardless, even if no one's being yotzi with you, it's still Rov Am. We saw all those things. So we said, Rav Adya seems to be like a stickler, so I discovered the other night a beautiful point, a beautiful, beautiful point. It starts with this, the Beit Yosef in Kuf Pehe. When he discusses how a person has to hear his own tefillah, hear his own Birkat HaMazon, quotes a Kolbo, who says that a person should always say Birkat HaMazon out loud in his own home, so that his wife and his children who don't know how to recite Birkat HaMazon can be yotze with him, right? Sofer ubor, a person who knows how to say Birkat HaMazon, a person who doesn't, even though they're less than three people, the sofer, the person who knows, should say Birkat HaMazon to be motze the one who doesn't know. The thing is, there's a big machlok in Rishonim and Acharonim, whether this works if you don't know the words or you don't know Hebrew. If you don't know Hebrew, Shomia Keone might not ever work. That's a big machlok. So, Dat Maran is a big discussion of why he brings this here, if he holds like the more machmir shita elsewhere. The bottom line is that at the end of the day, they ate bread and they needed to be yotze according to somebody. So if it'll help you be yotze according to somebody, you should say Birkat HaMazon aloud for them also. So, that was one reason to say it out loud. But over there, the Acharonim point out a beautiful point from the Shelah HaKadosh. The Shelah says like this, and I'll read it, and the Shelah points out a beautiful point, and I'm going to read it to you from Rav Chaim David HaLevi in Mekor Chaim, because the articulation was incredible, and how he puts it all together. It might not be so clean, but I'm sorry, I'm going to read it out loud to you. It says in Mekor Chaim, in Perek Pei Aleph, Yeshmi Sheomer, Shabbat Abayit in Vanav Ishto, Sarek Livarech Bekoram, Kadesh Yitzu Birkato. We saw that's the Kolbo. You should be most of your family. But if they don't know how to say it themselves. Vechazav Ashila, Shekol Adam Sarek Livarech Birkato Mazon Bekoram. You should always, everybody should say Birkato Mazon out loud. Why? Ki Akol Meorer HaKavana. It helps you have Kavana. Vafilu Mivarech Bebeto Bichidut. Even if you're alone at home, so you should encourage and inspire your family. And they should learn from you. Now this is the Rav Chaim David Levi speaking. How beautiful it is, how pleasant it is what Baalei Batim do. They say Birkat HaMazon with the whole family. In addition to everything else, what does he do? Mitzvat chinuch, l'ktanim k'tanei k'tanim. You teach your children how to dive into the Ribono Shel Olam. So you might say, Rav Adya didn't talk about this. I found, but in Hilchot Tefillah, in Hilchot Shmona Esrei, if you're alone, you're allowed to dive in Shmona Esrei out loud to encourage yourself. In Bitzibur, it distracts people, but if you're home alone for whatever reason, you can. Everyone holds that way. It says that in Shulchan Aruch. And also, it's the Heter is that your family can also hear you and be inspired. A person's davening at home, his children can hear him davening and be inspired. So now, Rav Chaim, that Rav Adya agrees to, that's in Yalkut Yosef also. So clearly, this whole thing, if one wants to inspire himself with his own Birkat HaMazon, even Rav Adya would be mode that you're allowed to say Birkat HaMazon aloud. The thing is, he just doesn't want people to answer Amen, because either they're in the middle of Birkat HaMazon, you're not allowed to answer Amen, or they're in the middle of eating and they might choke. So it's better not for them to. Okay. Fine. Now continues Rav Chaim Yitzchak Halevi. Just give me 2 seconds for these two paragraphs. It's mamash beautiful. Lo bi berkat hamazon bilvad. It's not just when it comes to berkat hamazon, says Rav Chaim Yitzchak Halevi. Halakach ra'ui linhog bechol ma'aseh ha-mitzvot she'oseh adam biveito. Every mitzvah you do at home has to be done out loud. Natal yadav, you wash your hands, yaseh zot behafgantiyut v'yivarech v'kol ram. Do it like you're making a whole presentation. And make a beracha out loud. V'kach yaseh v'rekat ha-motzi. V'chen mehalichot ha-levet ha-kneset. V'chen kasher yeshev l'lmot. O yikanes t'sukah. O yitlet tzitzit. V'vigdol v'kadome. Kidei? So your children should learn from you. If your children go on Hashem's path, wonderful. Not. Still, it's good that they should see their father. They should chisel this in their hearts, what they see. When the time comes, they'll remember what their father did and how he lived his life. The memory of the love of their father might it'll help them do teshuva one day. And help them do mitzvot as they saw their father do. Because when it comes to chinuch, a person has to think in the future. You have to think long term, not just short term. The personal role model is the best chinuch of them all. Whatever they see their father do, they'll learn and they'll do now or they'll do it later. So it's better always to make a good role model. That's beautiful, right? So if you didn't have the new edition, you would have just stopped with that. The new edition tells you, look in the last page of the first volume. It says like this, at the end of Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph in Mishnah Berurah, there's right after Halachot of Kriyat Shema Shel Amita, it talks about Halachot of Seder HaLaila, and how Talmud Torah, and Chol Ma'asecha Yudel Shema, Shem Shemaim. So there's one halacha right there. It quotes from the Chidah, how when a person goes to sleep every night, what should he do? Yitzayer Demut Yukno Shel Aviv Neged Einav V'yo'ilu. When you go to sleep, you should always think by the image of your father, and it'll help you. Why? L'harbei dvarim al derech hanisar. Al pi kabbalah. Okay, wonderful. It's great. But says Rav Chaim David Levi, ach gam al derech hapshat. It helps. Why? Kasher yitzayir dimut aviv l'neged einav. When you think about the image of your father in front of you, yo'orer b'dimyono et tiferet b'it avutav. It will inspire you and instill in you the glory and the splendor of your family. Yaflig bechazon rucho levet avotav. You'll traverse in the visions of your heart through your family. Sheshalvat nefesh vekorah ruach afyanu et kol halichotav. That the tranquility of soul and the pleasant and the korah ruach were the qualities that accentuated all of his father, your father's comings and goings. Biyotom meusas al netatoar vaktosha. And they're all completely founded on the Torah, the purity and the holiness of Torah Hashem and our traditions. This is great to get anybody. Anybody can be inspired by this line. Mamash, whoever you are, because you think about your father, immediately conjures up good, happy feelings. And that brings people back to Hashem. Oh, as titorer bo atshuka livnot gamet beito hu bitzmut diukno shel aviv. Because that will also inspire a person to want to build his own home the way his father did. That the chain should never break. So you see this beautiful idea, what one berkat hamazon out loud can do, and make it, and the image it can make on a child, make for a child, impact it make on a child, it's incredible. So now we have to really rethink every time, you know, we try to be private about our avodat Hashem in front of our children, how much more we can gain if we're a little bit more public about it. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen. Amen. Okay.